We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyone who's listened to this show knows I've gotten very cocky over the last few months in my ability to pick a TV show and advise everybody listening that this TV show is very good. And it really started, a few months ago, when me and my wife started watching Brockmire. And then I came on a Saturday, I said, you got to watch Brockmire. And Susan Waldman thanked me, and she started watching it. And then I got cocky. So now I started finding TV shows and becoming like I'm Siskel and Ebert when it comes to TV shows. But it all started with Brockmire. And joining us right now, as he is at a airport, is a guy who I mean, clearly he owes me a thank you because I've brought his show to such popularity. I am obviously kidding. And that's Hank Azaria, the star of Brockmire. Hank, you're welcome. How are you?
Evan, thank you, and I'm fine.
I am kidding. That show was very popular before I watched it for the first time. And I got to tell you, me and my wife, we got through the first season in about, I'd say, a day and a half because we were in stitches watching it. So brilliant, brilliant work by you, Hank.
Thank you very much. I heard you did that. I've been meaning to call in ever since then. And honestly, thank you. And yeah, I love the show. And actually, it really does help because the show's awesome. I do love it. And I promise anybody listening, if they haven't watched it, I guarantee you, you'll be hooked by the first 10 minutes. But it's, you know, we're on a small network, IFC, so we're trying to build an audience so you can stream season one on Hulu. And you don't have to be a baseball fan to love it.
No, absolutely. I mean, my wife is not a baseball fan. She just puts up with me, and she loved it as much as I did. I mean, it was so – I think what jumped out at me is I went in, Hank, not knowing fully what it was about, right? I knew who you were. I enjoy your work. I've seen you on all the shows you've done. And I think in the first 5 minutes, I was so floored about what was happening. I didn't see it coming, and I couldn't stop laughing. And I think that may have been the best part, that I was, like, smacked in the face with stunned disbelief and how much I was laughing in what was coming out of your mouth, if you know what I mean.
No, it's a funny premise, and we executed it well. It's been many years of thinking this over and trying to figure out the best way to present a character like this. And I think it's one of those rare times in show business, like in sports, but we actually sorted it out, and the sum got greater than the parts, and we pulled it off. Now, which segues into why I'm really calling, which is, as a Mets fan, I've been listening to you this morning. I got two quick takes and a question for you, right? And then I got to jump into the airport. The first is, I saw a disturbing stat on ESPN this morning.
Uh-oh.
In the last 25 years in the wild card era, like since 94, there's been like 10 teams who have started 11-1, okay? Only like three of them made the playoffs.
I know, I saw that.
and the three that did like went out in the first round. So listen, I'm right with you. You got it. As Mets fans, though, we have to enjoy it while it's happening. But yeah, the other shoe might drop.
I saw that the other day, Hank, and a part of me doesn't really care because even if the other, even if it said 98% of the teams that start this way win a World Series, I'd say, well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, what does that mean? So it's interesting. It's almost surprising that that's been the case, but that doesn't make me nervous. I think what makes me nervous is that they're the Mets, you know? Makes me nervous other than the fact that they are the Mets, and that's why I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, they wear orange and blue, and it says M-E-T-S on
right.
the chest.
Right, exactly.
It's the main cause for concern. The other thing that you're so right about, as I'm sure you know, in 06, like the last time the Mets had a really great season, okay, besides 15.
Sure.
But I remember that season so well. It was two really good streaks like this and the rest 500 ball.
Yep.
And Bob Costas likes to say that, you know, the season isn't a novel. It's actually a collection of short stories. that you have to sort of weather through. So we know there's bad patches coming. But you know what I think is real? What seems to me is real, even as a Mets fan, right, is Mickey Callaway. It seems like the way he can nurture those pitchers and work that bullpen seems real to me.
It feels real. It does. I think he's going to be tested more when that losing streak comes, because it's going to come. Like, every good team, every great team, every team is going to be tested with a losing streak. So far, it's amazing, because even when he does something that I disagree with as a fan, it works out. Everything he does has worked out so far. Obviously, that's not going to continue. There's going to be moves he makes where it's not going to work out, and then you know what's going to happen. You're going to be ticked off. I'm going to be ticked off, and people are going to call up Sports Talk Radio saying, is he an idiot, Mickey Callaway?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the team has to get tested. He does, and the team does. Last part is a question. I'm not up to speed on this. Did you predict doom for Todd Frazier? Did you not like that move?
I didn't predict doom for him this year. I just didn't love the move because I thought he was overrated. He strikes out a ton. He's an all-or-nothing kind of player. He doesn't hit for a high average. And I also didn't put a lot of stock in the leadership stuff. So I wasn't in love with the signing, but I clearly look like a complete moron right now, and that's okay. I don't mind being a moron.
Everything seems to have gone right for this team, you know, except for at catcher. I mean, are you like me? I couldn't believe. I mean, look, Travis is a good kid. We all root for him. Nobody can be surprised, though, right, that he's injured right away.
No, he's always hurt.
That got really frustrating that they kept going back to him.
Yeah. He's always the biggest issue with Darnold, besides the fact he's terrible defensively, is he's never been healthy. I mean, in any season of his major league career or minor league career, he's never been healthy, and now it looks as if the Mets should have done something at catcher during the offseason, but the truth is they're going to do something. I don't know who they're going to acquire or who they're going to bring in, but I think Sandy Alderson made it clear that they're going to upgrade that position at some point before the trade deadline. We'll just see who it is and when it is.
I know, frustrating that they could have gotten somebody for free, and now they're going to have to give stuff away. But whatever, let's not go into the negative. It's a good time.
11-1, Hank, and having fun.
Thanks a lot, Evan. Keep up the great work. And Jim Brockmeyer thanks you, too. April 25th, Season 2 premieres, and you can stream us on Season 1 on Hulu right now.
Beautiful, Hank. I appreciate it. Big fan. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Evan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.